This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, April 10th, 2026. World Amateur Radio Day Award 2026 is just a week away on April 18th, when radio amateurs and their national societies worldwide celebrate the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union, IARU. It was on this day in 1925 that the IARU was formed in Paris, France. Hiram Percy Maxim, co-founder of ARRL, served as the first president. Since its founding, ARRL has served as the IARU International Secretariat. Like last year, ARRL is encouraging radio clubs to use World Amateur Radio Day or any time during the month of April to host a ham radio open house. Unlike ARRL Field Day, a ham radio open house is designed to showcase your club station and promote amateur radio science and technology to the public. Already 2 dozen stations have added their events to the ham radio open house station locator. You can find that at www.arrl.org/open-house. Ham radio open house highlights the amateur radio service as a platform for developing and practicing modern radio communication techniques and technology, and as a hands-on pathway into science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM fields for the next generation. Visit www.arrl.org/World Amateur Radio Day for ideas and activities to engage your community or school radio club in World Amateur Radio Day and Ham Radio Open House. The Yavapai Amateur Radio Club, YARC, in Prescott, Arizona, has found a new way to help make amateur radio attractive to, well, just about everyone. Club Public Information Officer Fernando Menegosha, KJ7QHI, said it all started with an idea from club member and ARRL life member Jim Zimmerman, N6KZ. Jim knew about a display area in the Prescott Public Library that had been used by the Red Cross and for model train displays, so he figured why not ask if he could bring in amateur radio equipment and put it on display, bringing new meaning to the phrase, location, location, location. Well, the library was contacted, the paperwork completed. Zimmerman chose a location that was near the public use computer area, where many young patrons spend a lot of their time. With the help of club president Brian Welkison, KD7JI, and Menegosha, they moved Zimmerman's collection of vintage ham radio equipment to the display area. Menegosha is an experienced photographer. He took pictures and made charts and other display information. There are many patrons, young and old, who took the time to view the display, said Menegosha. According to many, there were also many wow moments. The display is open until the end of April to help tell the story of amateur radio and how it can help the entire community. The Yavapai Amateur Radio Club is the largest club in Arizona with 300 members and is an ARRL special service club. Its mission statement reads, increasing our members' knowledge, mastery, and enjoyment of amateur radio communication while serving the Yavapai community by assisting in emergencies and public service events. The club plans to host its annual Hamfest on May 30th, 2026 at a local high school. Visitors to Studio 3 at W1AW, the Hiram Percy Maxim Memorial Station at ARRL headquarters, can now operate a new Elecraft station equipped with a K4D transceiver and a KPA 1500 amplifier. Elecraft co-founder Eric Schwartz, WA6HHQ, visited ARRL headquarters on April 7, 2026 to present the station. CEO David Minster, NA2AA, expressed appreciation to Schwartz and Elecraft, noting that the new station enhances operating opportunities for visitors to W1AW. We are pleased to support ARRL and W1AW with this station, said Schwartz. We're glad members and other visitors will have the opportunity to get on the air using Elecraft gear. During his visit, Schwartz also met with ARRL senior lab engineer Rick Siervo, W1CIE, and digital RF engineer John McCullough, W1DRF. Schwartz is a key member of the ARRL Clean Signal Initiative, CSI, working group, which is developing technical standards to improve transmitter and amplifier signal purity. CSI is a program of the ARRL Technical Standards Committee. You can read the complete story at ARRL News. ARRL will be represented at the NSTA National Conference on Science Education in Anaheim, California, April 15th through the 18th, 2026, engaging a K-20 educators at one of the nation's largest science teaching conferences. ARRL Director of Education and Learning Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, will be on hand to recruit teachers for the ARRL Teachers Institute on Wireless Technology and to promote ARRL's new STEM curriculum, highlighting the value of wireless technology and amateur radio in advancing hands-on science education. Applications for the summer and fall TI sessions are being accepted now. Get ready for Amateur Radio's biggest annual gathering. Dayton Hamvention 2026 will take place May 15th through the 17th at the Greene County Fair and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. General Chairman Brian Marklin, N8UDQ, said volunteers are working hard to make this the best show yet. This year's theme is Radio Adventure. Radio Adventure has always been about exploration of ideas, technologies, distances, and possibilities, from the earliest spark gap pioneers to today's digital experiments, satellite operators, contesters, emergency communicators, and outdoor enthusiasts. Amateur radio continues to be a gateway to discovery, said Marklin. Among the activities taking place is the ARRL Youth Rally, returning on Saturday, May 16th. That rally is designed for students ages 11 to 21 and offers a great opportunity to connect with other young hams. Youth Rally activities will be led by ARRL Director of Education and Learning Steve Goodgame, K5ATA, and volunteers from the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program. Advanced registration is recommended. While Hamvention admission is already free for students, high school and younger, the $20 Youth Rally registration fee includes a T-shirt to be worn on Saturday, badge and lanyard, reusable tote bag, and a complimentary three-day Hamvention admission ticket for Friday through Sunday. Students will enjoy an afternoon of hands-on activities, learning, and fun. Highlights will include satellite communications, a short sprint contest, a fox hunt, and a chance to make contact with a parachute mobile station. Attendees are encouraged to bring a 2-meter handheld radio if you have one. The Youth Rally will be followed by the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Meetup. For more information about the Youth Rally and registration and to find other ARRL activities and exhibits at Hamvention, visit www.arrl.org/Dayton Hamvention 2026. For Hamvention information and general admission tickets, visit hamvention.org. 2026 ARRL Field Day merchandise is now shipping to celebrate America 250 with a commemorative design. Field Day is approaching fast. Stock up with official 2026 ARRL Field Day merchandise and own a piece of history with this year's patriotic red, white, and blue design honoring America's 250th anniversary. ARRL Field Day, June 27th through the 28th, is Amateur Radio's largest on-the-air event and part of the nationwide America 250 celebration. This year's theme, Amateur Radio, a National Resource, highlights the vital role ham radio plays in public service, emergency communications, and connecting communities. Whether you plan to operate as a group, with a friend, or simply visit a local site, there's no better time to get ready right now. The 2026 Field Day collection is now shipping and includes T-shirts, hats, mugs, pins, patches, stickers, notebooks, banners, recruitment posters, and more. The T-shirt lists ARRL and RAC sections on the back, a fun way to track contacts. Comfortable, durable, and unisex, it's ideal for both Field Day and the 4th of July celebrations. Be among the first to shop at the collection at www.arrl.org/shop and celebrate Field Day in style. For rules, resources, and the latest information, visit www.arrl.org/Field Day. The Department of Defense will host this year's May Armed Forces Day event, AFD Crossband Test, scheduled for May 9th, 2026. This annual event is open to all licensed amateur radio operators and will not impact any public or private communications. For more than 50 years, military and amateur radio stations have taken part in this event, which is an interoperability exercise between hobbyist and government radio stations. The AFD Crossband Test is a unique opportunity to test two-way communication between military communicators and radio stations in the Amateur Radio Service, ARS, as authorized by 47 CFR 97.111. All times are Zulu. All frequencies are upper sideband unless otherwise noted. An AFD message will be transmitted utilizing the military standard PSK waveform, followed by the wide shift FSK 850 Hz RIDI. For more information and important links, visit ARRL.org. There has been a change in the ARRL Central Division leadership. Brett Walls, N9BA, has resigned as ARRL Central Division Director, citing professional and personal commitments. He served as director since 2025 and before that as vice director beginning in 2021. Serving in the capacity of division director has been a truly rewarding experience and the highlight of my amateur radio journey, said Walls in a message to ARRL members in the division. Whether supporting emergency communications, fostering technical growth, or strengthening our community connections, the ARRL plays an important part, and I am proud to have been part of it. Consistent with ARRL's governing documents, Joshua Long, W9HT of New Haven, Indiana, who has been serving as vice director since 2025, has assumed the office of Central Division Director, effective immediately. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, will appoint a successor as vice president for the remaining term, which expires in 2027. The Central Division includes Illinois, Indiana, and Wisconsin. ARRL is governed by an all-volunteer board of directors. Elections are held for 5 of the 15 ARRL divisions each year for terms of 3 years. The following America 250 W1AW portable activations began at 000 Zulu on Wednesdays and ended 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. Here are the current W1AW activations. April 8th, Washington, W1AW/7 with the host M7MKE. April 8th as well, New Mexico, W1AW/5 with the host KA8GMW. April 15th, Delaware, W1AW/3 with the host KC3DSO. And also on April 15th, Idaho, W1AW/7, the host ND7L. And you can see the complete schedule at www.arrl.org, America250-WAS. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. AMSAT will have their 44th annual Space Symposium and annual meeting this year in Jacksonville, Florida, at the Crowne Plaza JAX Airport. October 8th and the morning of October 9th is the Board of Directors meeting. The afternoon of October 9th and all day October 10th will be the symposium and annual membership meeting. There will be a banquet on the evening of October 10th and a membership breakfast the morning of October 11th. Rooms for the event will be $109 per night. Links for registration and room registration will be available shortly on AMSAT.org. The Students on the Air every first and third Tuesday of the month is doing quite well. This is to encourage students to operate through amateur satellites with others around the world. Iowa State University was active this week from their club station. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, April 11th, the QRP ARCI Spring QSO Party, that's CW. April 11th through the 12th, the JIDXCW Contest, that's CW. And April 11th through the 12th, the DIG QSO Party, that is CW as well. And remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming Section, State, and Division Conventions, April 10th through the 11th, it's the Greene County Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Oklahoma Section Convention. That's in Claremore, Oklahoma. April 18th, the Delmarva Amateur Radio and Electronics Expo hosting the ARRL Delaware State Convention. That's in Georgetown, Delaware. And on May 3rd, the Warminster Amateur Radio Club Annual Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Eastern Pennsylvania Section Convention. That's in Bristol, Pennsylvania. And remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find more events in your area. And finally this week, thanks to the Helena Amateur Radio Club in Helena, Arkansas, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeaters. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.